Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As Christians celebrate the Lord's table at their local church, they are giving testimony that God has a future plan for the Jewish people. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There are those who attempt to deny Israel's future in God's program by appealing to the New Testament, and they argue that the church has replaced Israel because of the new covenant in Christ's blood.
Well, that's right, and it's a misunderstanding and a mishandling of both the Old and the New Testament, I would say. You know, in Matthew 26, where Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you," as he broke and gave thanks for the bread, and then he took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood," he was referring back to that covenant in Jeremiah 31. But what we need to understand is that the covenant of Jeremiah 31 is not to the church. I'll quote Jeremiah 31:31. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts." So it was to the nation of Israel that God would restore, and the Balfour Declaration laid the foundation for that, and then they were established as a nation in 1948. Now, the question is this: in what way is the church related to the new covenant? Well, it's related through, in a spiritual sense, that we have provision for forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we experience the forgiveness of sin and a new heart through the blood of the new covenant. But the spiritual provisions are only one aspect of the new covenant. The new covenant is based upon the Abrahamic covenant, and we receive those spiritual blessings. But there's also land and descendants. And here's a really interesting point. All of the Christian denominations, they celebrate the Lord's table, and they think that the new covenant is given to the church, but what they're really doing is they're actually celebrating the eternal promises that God gave to the nation of Israel, even though they deny that Israel has a future. If you interpret the New Testament in light of the Old, in other words, you understand these eternal promises and covenants made by God, you start in the Old Testament and then interpret the New, then you will end up as a dispensationalist. You will recognize that Israel has a future in God's program.
David James with a very important truth from God's Word. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many Christians probably do not realize that the church ordinance of the Lord's table is a promise to the Jewish people that God has a plan, a future plan for the Jewish people. Those Christians that deny God's plan for the Jews are denying the Lord's plan for Jewish people as recorded in His Word. Thus, they are denying the truth of the Bible. Bible prophecy actually foretold this scenario for the end times. As the Bible teaches, we are on course for God's plan for the future to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...